This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And COVID-19 has been a hard time for many people to handle, but especially small businesses, and especially with South Australia going through increased restrictions at the moment, it's a little bit tougher as well. But there are some small cash grabs for small businesses on offer. I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan. And you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So what kind of opportunities are there for small businesses?
I guess the first one to mention is JobKeeper, because, of course, that's been the big saver of small businesses since the lockdown started in March. According to the Treasurer's website, 900,000 businesses have been supported and 3.5 million jobs have been supported up till the date of September. And there are fewer now that go forward to March, but it's still open until the end of March.
And, of course, there's a lot of businesses as well that, according to the government anyway, that are starting to wean themselves off of JobKeeper as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess
some of the other things is the carry back business losses, which is a big deal because it allows businesses to offset the loans incurred to June 2022 against profits made from the 2018-19 financial year. So the tax funds available when you lodge your 2021 taxes or your 2021-22 tax returns.
How does that work then?
Well, it just allows you to restructure some of your tax liabilities that you can carry them forward and offset them according to your losses, which is really good for cash flow for any business and helps with forward planning.
Right, so is it kind of like if you know you can't afford to pay this right now, just put it off until hopefully down the track you're in a position that you can afford to pay it?
Yeah.
Right. What else can businesses look into as far as, you know, keeping themselves going during this hard time?
So since the budget came out, JobMaker has been instigated so that really it sort of helps people get off JobSeeker and go to JobMaker. So businesses can get up to $200 a week for each new hire as long as they've taken them off the JobSeeker program.
Right. So it's, I guess, encouraging them to expand their workforce.
Absolutely. And also there's a 50% wage subsidy for businesses that take on new apprentices between when the budget came out in October and September 30 next year.
Right. And there's also some tax cuts as well.
Yeah, there's tax cuts generally for people, for individuals, which the government was hoping would encourage spending, which would in turn then help small business. But, you know, it depends what people do with their tax cuts, I guess.
Yeah, and it depends on, I guess, how many people are in secure enough work that they can go out and spend their tax rebates or the money they save from tax cuts.
Well, we'll soon see what happens during Christmas, whether, you know, spending is cut drastically or whether people are at their normal levels.
For sure. And what else have businesses been looking forward to as far as help from the government?
So the other one is the $150,000 instant asset write-off, which was actually going to end at the end of December, but now has been extended until the end of June. So if you spend, you know, that amount on some sort of asset for your business, you can write it off straight away rather than do it over a few years, which was the previous case. It can be a little bit tricky if people don't have that kind of money to spend and if they need to get a loan for it. But, you know, apparently a lot of businesses have gone to get loans. So I guess that is attractive.
So what exactly is a write-off then?
So a write-off is if you buy an expensive piece of material or a tractor or a computer network or something like that, then you can take it off your tax straight away.
Right. Okay, so it would be beneficial then for, I guess, quick purchases and big purchases.
Yes, yeah. It'd encourage businesses. You to get it, to make the purchase, and which would in turn help your business.
And I guess nowadays would probably be a tricky time for anyone to feel confident in starting a business, especially, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty around Australia at the moment. Is there anything in place to encourage new businesses to start popping up?
Yeah, there is. It's called a New Business Assistance with a new Enterprise Incentive Scheme program. And it helps people in part-time work or study to access some financial help to launch one of their own businesses.
And I guess, there's probably a lot of businesses that have closed shop during this pandemic, so more businesses popping up, probably not a bad thing.
That's right. And then also the Home Builder Program has been extended until the end of March. So hopefully that helps businesses that work in the construction industry.
For sure. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.